So it's live cricket to get us underway. The Proteas women's side are taking on Sri Lanka in the third and final ODI of their series. The Proteas women lead that one 1-0 going into this final one. And currently, they're 214 for the loss of 4 wickets. That's after 40 overs, going at 5.35 to the over. The skipper, Laura Wolfart, continuing her fantastic form. She's 126 not out of just 117 balls. A bit earlier, Murray Zan Cup made 36. She was the second player to be run out. Delmi Tucker was also run out. The Proteas did lose 2 wickets in 2 deliveries, which put them back a little bit, but they've managed to get that momentum back. Murray Zan Cup 36, and Nadine de Klerk is now at the crease with Wolfart. She's 15 not out. So they're going at 5.35. They'll want to make sure that they get over 300 in their innings. Moving to football, Arsenal forward Leandro Trossard says defeat to Aston Villa at the weekend won't derail their impressive season. The result handed Man City control of the Premier League title race, but tonight their attention turns to the Champions League. Mikel Arteta's side go to Germany to face Bayern Munich with the score level at 2-2 after the first leg of their quarterfinal. Trossard says that they aren't panicking.
Just because of one game, there's a lot of talks, but we have been really good, especially this year. We were unbeaten up until that last game. And that's what happens in football. We just need to keep going.
The other match tonight in the Champions League will see Man City take on Real Madrid in their return leg. The teams are deadlocked at 3-3 going into that one at the Etihad. Both of those matches this evening kick off at 9 p.m. And finishing with some rugby news, the Hollywood Bet Sharks are in Scotland this week. They take on Glasgow in the URC on Friday night. So it's a short 6-day turnaround from their win over Edinburgh last weekend. The Glasgow Warriors are a team in good form. They're currently second on the overall URC table going into this one, so it's going to be a tough one for the Sharks, and they've lost just 3 matches so far in the competition. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.